Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
As former President Harry Truman once said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, with the dog days of summer upon us, that's just what commentator Pat Priest of Athens, Georgia does.
When you say it's like an oven out there, when one baking hot day follows another, try baking outside using the free radiant heat of the sun. I'm cooking some beets this afternoon in my side yard in a solar cooker as I write this. I occasionally have to adjust the cooker slightly to orient it more squarely towards the sun, but other than that, it's simple. Working like a crock pot, you can leave all day while you're at work. No plug needed, no danger of fire. The only problem I've ever had is that someone ran over mine in the driveway once, causing an explosion of glass and garbanzos. Most sun ovens are shaped like the Elizabethan collar you put on your dog so it won't lick and scratch its wound. The shiny collar funnels the sun inward. The oven I use costs a little over $100. It's a black enamel bowl that sits inside a rounded glass bottom and top, creating a greenhouse effect. I set the pot inside that reflective collar that cantilevers outward to surround the meal I'm cooking. It's dazzling. Really, gotta wear shades. With my solar stove, I can cook without using electricity, which I avoid because of the CO2 emissions and the mountaintop removal associated with coal-fired power plants. And when I'm cooking outdoors, I don't have to use more energy still to cool my kitchen on these stifling hot days. I love to be outdoors working in my garden and catch a whiff of my dinner cooking. And the neat part about the company that makes my solar cooker is that a portion of its sales helps send these simple devices to developing countries. Fuel is expensive, and cooking with wood or dung is harmful to people's health. Solar cooking limits the deforestation that happens when poor people cut trees for wood stoves. So there and here, solar ovens make sense, sun-powered and very cool.
Pat Priest produces a radio program called True South in Athens, Georgia. For more information on solar stoves, go to our website, loe.org. Coming up, doing the do, catching water out of thin air in one of the driest places on the planet, and a new documentary spins the offshore wind story. Stay tuned, it's Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, helping students, workers, entrepreneurs, and families create a healthy and prosperous clean energy future. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.